Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast with news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary. Here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome into the Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Hope your Wednesday morning is going great so far. Today is Wednesday. That means it's Media Poll Wednesday for football. And we have some teams going up, some teams going down, so let's get right to it. At the 5A level, Eagle still is number one with a 6-0 record. They have 6 first-place votes. Madison sneaks into the 2 spot at 6-0. They have 2 first-place votes as well. And at the 3 spot is Highland with 2 first-place votes. They stand at 4-1 overall, so a pretty tight pack there. 1, 2, and 3, Eagle, Madison, Highland at the 5As. Coming in at number 4 is Rocky Mountain. And Coeur d'Alene still sticks around the top 5 at number 5. Capital and Lake City are 2 other schools receiving votes. Heading down to the 4As, not much change here at the 4A level. Blackfoot number 1. With all 12 first place votes. BK is number 2, Middleton comes in at 3, Pocatello 4, and Skyview rounds out the top 5. Century is the only other school in Class 4A receiving other votes. Looking at the 3As, this is pretty much the same as it was last week. Fruitland number 1 with 8 first place votes, Shelley number 2 with 4 first place votes. They are both undefeated at 5-0. Gooding undefeated at 6-0 comes in at number 3. Teton also undefeated. Boy, Teton undefeated, that's a change. They're 5-0, congratulations to them. And coming in at number 5 is American Falls. The Beavers stand at 4-1 overall. Other teams receiving votes at the 3A level, Sugar Salem and Snake River still receiving a vote. At the 2As, not much change here either. Firth comes in at number 1 with 10 first place votes. Declo number 2 with 1 first place vote. Grainsville in the 3 spot. Salmon at the 4 spot. And Soda Springs rounds out the top 5 of the 2As. Other schools receiving votes, New Plymouth, McCall Donley, and Westside. Well, McCall Donley beats Grangeville a couple weeks ago, then drops 2 in a row, and they still get a couple votes in the top 5 or top 10. That's a little surprising to me. Looking at the 1A Division 1, Hagerman still comes in at number 1 with 11 first-place votes. Kamei number 2, Butte County 3, Grace 4, and Troy rounds out the top 5. Other schools receiving votes, Potlatch, Greenleaf Academy, and the 1A Division 2. Dietrich still number 1, all 12 first place votes. Lighthouse Christian number 2, Garden Valley 3, Castleford at 4, and Cary rounds out the top 5 of the Class 1A Division 2. Other schools receiving votes, Salmon River, they just missed the top 5, they have 12 votes, and Kendrick gets 1 vote. That's the football media poll for this week. Any surprises to you? My big surprise is Highland hasn't moved up to the top spot at the 5A level. I thought Highland might leapfrog Eagle, and Eagle may drop down to 2 or 3. Also a big surprise to the 5A to me is Coeur d'Alene still in the top 5 at 3-2. They have proven they are not the team they were the past couple years. Doesn't mean they're a bad team, but I thought maybe Lake City would leapfrog them into the 5 spot at the 5A level. And of course at the 3A level, it's still a battle between Fruitland and Shelley and then everybody else. I still think Shelley is the best and the deepest team at the 3A level. I've seen them play a couple times this year, and Shelley really just dominates at the 3A level. So if I had a vote, it would be Shelley 1, Fruitland 2. And of course at the 2A level, you have a logjam there. You could make an argument for all 4 teams to be number 1, either Firth, Declo, Grangeville, and Salmon. All 4 of those teams are legitimate number 1 teams in my view. In fact, Salmon I think is going to be the sleeper pick. Nobody in 2A throws the ball like Salmon does. Declo has a great running game and they're tough and physical. But at the 2A level, nobody can air it out like Salmon, and they're my sleeper pick in the 2As. I think I still pick Grangeville to win the whole thing at the 2A level, but watch out for Salmon. They could sneak in there. They're having a great year this year, and they will be a tough out in the playoffs. Well, that's going to be it for the football-heavy podcast for a Wednesday. Hope you enjoyed the media poll version of our podcast. Go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/IdahoSports. Going to post a question there that says, what's your biggest surprise from the media poll? What's right? What's wrong? What do you think should happen? Go to facebook.com/IdahoSports. That'll wrap it up for a Wednesday, and I'll talk with you Thursday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow right here on IdahoSports.com.